Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is County Conservation Officer Ken Kenyon. Ken, thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me in here today. Appreciate it.
Ken, I know we're getting into the spring season here and, of course, wrapped up deer season, and I see you've got some numbers there for us. How did deer season go this year, and what can you tell us about some numbers?
The hunters fared fairly well this year. They harvested, again, around 150,000 deer. The harvest was down about 7%. To what we harvested last year.
So numbers down just slightly, and what's some of the reasons behind that, do we think?
Well, a couple of the reasons is statewide, the deer herd is actually coming down. So even though we have a lot of deer in Marion County because of the terrain we have in Marion County and some of the other things like the public hunting ground and the parks that we have around our county, we still see a lot of deer. The deer herd numbers statewide are actually coming down. So with shooting less deer and harvesting less deer, we've also sold a significant amount of tags less. So we're down about 11,000 deer tags less this year than we were the previous year. So, of course, we're going to harvest less if we sell less tags, and then as the deer herd comes down, we're also going to harvest less deer.
Is there any effect from selling more tags, less tags?
Right now, about 50% of our antlerless tags are being filled. So if we sell more antlerless tags, then that 50% is going to be more deer, antlerless deer harvested. And when we talk about trying to get a hold of the deer herd numbers, we want to harvest more does.
All right, so that explains that. Anything else on the deer season?
We did fairly well in the past few years. We've been doing well keeping hunters safe out there. Our hunter incident numbers are about the same as they've been for the last 5 years, and we've been keeping those pretty low. There were two notable fatalities this year, which we're not really used to. We haven't had any fatalities while deer hunting in the past few years, so two was a little high for us.
Sure. I know sort of combating things on that front, hunter safety coming up the next couple weeks, I believe it is.
Absolutely, that's right. We're going to have a hunter's ed class here. March 17th will be the first night, and then on Saturday the 19th for the full day.
And that's, of course, very necessary training and good training to keep everybody safe out
there. Oh, absolutely. Since we've implemented that mandatory hunter ed program, our incident numbers have went down dramatically. If you've got somebody that needs to get signed up for that course, head up to the county recorder's office and they'll get you signed up for that class coming up.
Something that everybody needs to have done.
Absolutely.
So as we kind of move from fall sporting to spring sporting, I know some folks are probably getting anxious as we come out of ice fishing season to get sort of into regular fishing season. And something I know that's been maybe a bit of a problem in the past is this Asian carp problem that I've heard a little bit about. And what can you tell us about that? Is that still kind of a problem?
Yeah, we've touched on that, and I think that's going to be a continuing thing that we need to be aware of. Right now, we have two types of Asian carp that are in the Des Moines River, and they've made it up to the Red Rock spillway, but they have not made it into Red Rock Lake yet. One of those carp of the Asian carp family is the silver carp, and that is every once in a while you'll go down to, if you're down at the spillway, you'll see those carp jumping on the wing dams in the air, and that's that would be the silver carp that jumps out of the water. When they have their fry, when their young fish hatch, they look an awful lot like shad. And when we've got fishermen down below the spillway catching shad to take up to the main lake, there's the possibility that those silver carp may be transported up there. So what you want to do is just make sure that all your bait fish that you catch down below the spillway are dead before you take them up to use them for bait up in the main lake. And that way we can prevent those silver carp, or what some people refer to as the jumping carp, from getting into our lake, which might hurt our recreational boaters.
And what is the effect that those fish in that lake have?
Well, the biggest effect is that jumping from the vibration of the boat motors. And so a lot of people have seen that on TV where those fish jump out of the water or they may jump into the boat. Well, that can really be a hazard when you're moving along on a jet ski or you're following behind a boat on a pair of skis or a knee board or participating in some type of water sport.
Sure. So there's another step to keep things fun and the way they're supposed to be out of Lake Red Rock and in other places.
Absolutely.
And I know, speaking of getting around the county a little bit, this spring, as we're looking at kind of that wet part of the season right now, and some tips about getting around the county for folks, some of those gravel roads, some of those access roads, we were talking about that a little bit.
Sure. We have a lot of access roads that take us back into the public hunting areas or the public areas of Lake Red Rock, and especially up west of the mile-long bridge. Those roads are really soft right now, and it'll take a couple weeks for those to dry out. But if we can keep people to kind of stay off where it's really, really soft, then that's less maintenance that those maintenance workers will have to do, and then they can get those roads cleaned up a little bit quicker once everything firms up, and we'll have that good access that we always continue to enjoy around Lake Red Rock.
So just kind of staying off of those roads right now will allow those to be in really good shape for a long, nice, successful summer of recreation.
Absolutely. Well put.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you so much for stopping by today and some great tips, some good information on last hunting season and the fishing season coming up, and we do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me today.